Amen. All right, we're reading this morning in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And I want to take a text this morning. I'm just going to take the text or the thought. It has gotten into the body. And when I say it, I mean what God's doing and the power of God. And it's not just like it used to be years ago. We used to have big preachers and the big name preachers go around many times with a big tent and different things. But no one had anything to say much but them, and what they said was, that's the way it was, you know, according to them. And they wouldn't tolerate anything differently. Amen. So people, they just went along with it for the crowd and so on. But God's promised in His Word to give us one mind, that we'd all be getting the same thing, thinking the same thing. And Paul spoke of it here in the Word. And then as we get on over in the Word of God, and get into the book of Revelation, we find that the church and Christ, they become so much one. And not only the, when I say church, the bride, I'm talking too about the ministry and the people. The Word of God speaks of a ministry that God's given for the perfecting of the saints. But it says, till we all come to a certain place, and then it's going to be in all the body. So Paul dealt with that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And I think we will get a lot out of this chapter this morning. But it has gotten into the body, and that it will be, or he has gotten in the body. The work has gotten in the body. The Word has gotten in the body. The leadership's gotten in the body. The head have gotten into the body. So rather than saying all those, I'm going to just condense it and say it has gotten into the body. Amen. And that'll be the title. Let's pray before reading here. Heavenly Father, I just thank you this morning, Lord, for this privilege to come together and to worship you in spirit and truth and learn about your Word. Lord, I thank you for this good, warm place, dry place that we have this morning to come in and sit and hear the Word. Even though it's rainy outside, very cold, Lord, you've just blessed us and given us a place that we can come and relax and enjoy your Word. And we thank you for that. Now, bless us, Lord, in that special way, that we will be able to say something from this Word that will bless and help your people. And I pray the same anointing will be upon the hearers that they will receive that you're giving this morning. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Paul began to speak of something here that I feel like it's necessary to bring in. We've brought in the good bit about the ministry, the leadership, and how that God puts His Word in the ministry, and that's true, but it also began to filter through and come into the whole body, and everybody received from the Lord because everybody has the mind of Christ. But reading Scripture before commenting so much, starting in verse 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, Paul said, now concerning spiritual gifts. He wants us to understand. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. In other words, what he's saying, he wants us to understand. You know that ye were carried away unto dumb idols, and we could say that's a denominational holiday, unto dumb idols, even as you were led. Now you were Gentiles, carried away under dumb idols, even as you were led. Amen. They were leading you instead of God was leading, what he's saying. These dumb idols, you were just going around being led every way. But that's not what God wants for his wife, his bride, his church. And he continues, wherefore, I give you to understand. Now that means I want you to understand. I give you to understand. Now he don't want us to be ignorant about what he's going to talk about. I give you to understand. So some might say, well, it don't matter if I understand the word or not. Well, you can't help but understand if you're part of it, see. Amen, because it was in you before the world was. Just like when Adam and Eve there in the garden, when God created them, plants begin to grow, begin to come up, and the vegetation and all those seeds were laying there somewhere from another time period, you know. Because back in the prehistorical age and all those seeds were laying there, and they just, God brought the earth, he said, let there be light, meaning he brought the earth back in relationship to the sun, so it would warm up, and those seeds that was laying there when the sunlight struck, amen, they began to come forth, see. So that's the same thing with us. We were with him. And that's Ephesians chapter 1, among other places. We were with him before the foundation of the world. He predestinates certain things. So he's saying, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus Christ a curse and make him less than what he is, you know. And that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now, he's saying here, it's going to take a revelation. Now, we can study, history will declare that there was a man named Jesus. History will declare there was a man named Paul. History will declare there was a man named John and all these. But Paul's saying, in order to know who Jesus was and is, it has to be revealed to you. Remember that Jesus asked the question to the disciples. And he asked, who do you men say that I am? And you know how they went. Some believe you're John. Some believe you're one of the old prophets that have come back. Some believe this and some believe that. But Jesus said to them, who do you say that I am? Now watch how the Spirit of God, revelation, something down in Peter, he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, because flesh and blood has not revealed. In other words, anything they could see with their natural eye hadn't revealed, it took the Spirit. Flesh and blood has not revealed to you this, but my Father which is in heaven. And then the disciples said, Lord, the Pharisees said Elijah must first come. Before you come, said, where's he at? And Jesus said, he's already come and done what he was supposed to do, and didn't even know it. It was so simple. And he was talking about John. See, in other words, what he's saying here, it takes a revelation being led of God to see and know these things, see. And he's saying, I have you to understand. I want you to give you understand about these things. Now he approached the subject of the gifts of the Spirit, which is for the body, not for the preachers only, see. The preachers can have these, but this is for everyone to partake of, see. It has gotten into the body, see. Amen. And as we get the word and know it, we'll begin to work out through each one. We used to want the preacher to do it all. We used to think the preacher got this gift. Preacher got that gift. And I told you I've got a call here sometime back. A man called me, said, I know a preacher. He has all 9 gifts plus some. And said, he'll be glad to come by if you want him to. I said, well, that's all right. Just let it go, you know. All 9 gifts plus some. One man. But I want to show you, he gives these to different individuals as it please him. Amen. He don't give all the gifts to the preacher. Hallelujah. So here's what Paul's saying about it. Verse 4. He said, now there are diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are different administration, but the same Lord. In other words, it don't work the same in everybody. Amen. God use you according to your nature, according to your ability, and all that. Some people are very bashful and not much for getting up talking or something. Well, God might not give them one of the vocal gifts. There's three of those: tongues, interpretation, and prophecy. He might give them one of the gifts of discerning of spirits or something else that would bless the body, say. But He gives every man according to his ability. And if He does, He'll give you ability to, if He wants you to talk and prophesy, He'll give you the ability to talk, say. Amen. All right. Verse 6 says, "And there are diversity of operation." That's what I was explaining. Don't operate in everybody just alike. "But it is the same God which worketh all in all." Amen. In other words, you don't have to do it like somebody else did it. See, for it to be God, He said there's diverse of operation, but the same God. Amen. It will work with each one, and God gives everybody some of these gifts, and He, you'll see it in the lives of those that are what we would say, maybe if there was someone that was less outgoing or something or another, and Paul said the least, you know, and so on. God will use you in certain ways that you will bless others, because that's what you're given for. The gifts are given for the prophet, the body of the prophet. Then he says here, in verse 7, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with them." In other words, it moves you up closer to God, see. Amen. Because you know God's put a gift in you and you want to submit your life to Him that He can use you. And the song says, "Use me, Jesus. Oh Lord, don't refuse me. For I know there's a work for me to do," see. Amen. So He can work through you. And I'm not talking about just the preacher. Yeah, that's one thing I want to get. I'm talking about it has gotten into the body. See, the body of believers that's baptized into the body of Christ. Amen. And verse 8 says, "For to one..." Now, catch this word. "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom." Now, that's to one, not to everyone. Because the body will have everything in it and has got everything in it that Jesus had in Him. But not one person. Not one preacher. Amen. And it's going to be in the smallest one all the way through. "For to one," see, amen, and that's important. He gives, "For to one He..." "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom." Now watch, "to another." I'm going to count these because I marked them here. "To another, to another." You're going down through and I'm going to get back reading, but it says, "To another, to another, to another, to another, to another, to another." That's why "to another" is given, do you see? Amen. Meaning, you can't hold this in one person. That mean another, 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 another. It don't mean the same person. Hallelujah. How many sees that? It's different. Now, somebody might sit there and they might get a revelation of something revealed or a blessing or a prophecy, something I wouldn't even think about myself, and it wouldn't be for me to think about. It would be for you. It wouldn't be for it to be revealed to me. It would be for it to be revealed to you. Hallelujah, because we're all part of the body. We're all baptized into the body. Now, the ministry that goes forth, Paul said, gives a special honor to them that labor in the word and so on. Actually, he said double honor. But what he was saying, those that has to step forth, those that step forth in the leadership of the fivefold ministry, he's saying here, but don't overlook this. It has gotten into the body, and if you overlook it, you're going to come up short. Amen. If you overlook someone that you might think that don't have the gift, amen, you let God deal with them, see? somewhere or another, everyone that's born of God, they're going to have a contributing, something to contribute to the perfecting of the saints. Hallelujah, because that's just the way it is. Now watch this another as we go through here. To one's given the gift of word of spirit, word of wisdom, to another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Christ is doing it. Now what's the word of knowledge? God can reveal to you certain things that He won't reveal to me. He's not going to reveal everything to the preacher. He can reveal certain things to you that if there's trouble coming or something coming, going to cause us trouble or disturbance or something some way. Amen. He can reveal that to you. And that's wherefore we want to be to the place where we have confidence in one another, where we all know we all got the same Spirit, and each one contribute to this. That's where we miss it. Sometimes we come to church and we expect everything to come through the preacher. Amen. God is not going to do it that way. You're going to come up short if that's the way you look at it, see. Because watch the very next verse says, to another. Everybody say to another. To another. That means it goes on down. See how the title goes now? It has gotten into the body. Amen. He's putting His Spirit in the Word, the gifts. It's in the body of Christ. To another, faith by the same Spirit. That's the gifts now. To another, the gift of faith. Now, some people just believe God for anything. I mean, the preacher may not have that kind of faith. And it's not always given for the preacher to believe God for anything. There's people, they just believe God, you know. I just believe it's going to be all right, regardless of how it looks. I just believe God's going to meet the need. The preacher, he might get worried about something and shook up a little bit about it, but there's them in the Bible say, it's going to be all right. I know it's all right. I've watched things, and I got faith. I know God's going to bring us through, see. Hallelujah. To one's given the gift of faith by the same Spirit. Now, I want you to notice the particular thing about this faith is, and I don't think we'll get to it this morning, it'll be too long, but there's nine gifts, there's nine fruits, see? Nine fruits of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, and all that, faith. But one of those are faith. It's the only one of the nine gifts here where the fruit, there's a fruit of faith, and there's a gift of faith. Now that fruit, it just keep on growing in you. Hallelujah. Now this gift, God will let it move upon you. And some people are born to have faith. Hallelujah, it put within them from the foundation of the world. There's others doubt on everything, nearly. But that's why we need each other, see? The body needs each other because when you might not be able, your faith might not be able to reach that, there's somebody that's going to have faith for you, see? How many believe that? See, to another, not to everyone, to another is given the gift of faith. Now, when I say this gift here, it's not talking about the faith that we all have in God. It's a special gift. Amen. Like when Paul was bit by the serpent. Amen. There was certain things that it was just, he just had shook it off in the fire, and he felt no harm. It not only faith, but it was a miracle, see, because he should have fallen dead immediately. Amen. But see, it just came upon him all of a sudden. He believed he was going to be all right. And one of the reasons is God's told Paul, said, Paul, as you testify to me in Jerusalem, you're going to testify of me in Rome. And he was on the way to Rome when the ship was wrecked and cast up on the island. He got bit by a poisonous serpent. Amen. So he knew, according to the Word of God, I'm going to go to Rome and testify of the Lord so this serpent can't hinder me. Amen. We need to realize today that there's a lot of serpents can't hinder us. Shake those serpents off in the fire. Amen. By faith. All right. Okay, I could deal with each one of these four sermons here. Amen. And then it says, to another, the gifts. Notice this word here. It has S, the gifts. gifts of healing by the same Spirit. In other words, it works in different ways. Amen. There's time when God just heals, and it is all at once. It is you feel bad, and it just come upon you, and it's gone. Other time, healing is more gradual, see. All healing come from God. God put within our bodies certain things. But sometime when the hands are laid on you to be prayed for, amen, let that faith begin to work. Believe God, amen, and healing come. But then there's gifts of healing, where I saw it happen. And one of the things I did long years ago, went to a tent meeting, and my stomach gave me so much trouble all the time. Seemed like everything I ate, it just didn't sit good with my stomach. So there was a little tent on the side road, said revival, healing, and so on, like the Pentecostals used to do. And at that particular time, I had time to go, so that was even before when I was still a teenager. So I went, and I was going there to see what's going on. The tent was down somewhere about where a barber's house sat down, somewhere years ago. It was Bulldog Hammonds, they called him, a preacher. And he just kind of guy had the title Bulldog Hammonds. Anybody remember him? Yeah, you remember. Okay, I went in one night, he said, anybody want to be healed? I said, I just got up. Yeah, he said, come on if you do. I got up and walked down. He poured a handful of olive oil out in his hand, and he slapped it in my face. The face and said, go on, be healed. And it upset me. That way he was so rude. He was so rude about it. And I thought, my goodness, what kind of preacher is this? But you know what? I don't understand it. Hadn't understand it today and hadn't tried to figure it out. But I had no more problem. Amen. That's the way the gift of healing comes. God just, evidently, he must have had the gift of healing or something of that nature, but the gifts with S on it don't work the same in everybody. Amen. It brings healing, but it comes through different ways. Amen. Somebody pour a handful of olive oil out in their hand, slap it in your face. That's not my way of thinking that you use the gift of God. But he was just an old rough fella, and he did it that way, and so, hey, I got all right, and I'm not gonna say that wasn't the gift. But he might not have used it with as much eloquence as someone else, but the job got done anyway. And then he goes on. Oh, I'm taking too long to reach one of these here, but it has gotten in the body now. And then there's to another the working of miracles. But what I want you to get basically is two another. The working of miracles. Of course, we saw miracle after miracle. And when Philip went down on the desert there, 8th chapter of the book of Acts, and preached to the eunuch down, he found an oasis in the desert there. And the story goes, he was riding on the chariot through there with someone. And the man asked him, said, what does this mean in Isaiah where it says that as a sheep he was led to slaughter? And so I don't understand. Is that man talking about himself or someone else? And Philip began at that scripture and preached Christ to him. And by that time they came to an oasis, and he said, here's water. What does hinder me from being baptized? And he said, if thou believe, thou shalt be baptized. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And they commanded the chariot to stop, and Philip baptized him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord picked him up. And they took him, I don't know how many, many, many miles away, and he was found in another city preaching the Word, see. Now, that's a miracle right there. Amen. Walking on the water is a miracle. And then we've seen over and over, and we could go on about miracles in this day and in that day. But he says, to another is given the gift of miracles. There's some people that believe God for a miracle. Amen. When you're in a tight spot, you believe God for a miracle. Now, Barbara, she has a good testimony of that, because years ago she used to smoke. And, of course, I did too, and many of you did. So, but she tried to get away from that thing. She couldn't get away from it hardly. She began to realize, as she began to look to the Lord, this does not glorify the Lord, say. Amen. And she would throw cigarettes away, she said, and I hear many testimonies similar. And a few days, go back and get it some more. Smoke a half one, throw them away. Well, one day she was going to the store. She says she really had it bad. Get her some cigarettes. And something came up on her. From there, she might give you a testimony or something. This is it. And she turned the car around, come back, and has never craved another cigarette since. Amen. Now, that's a miracle right there, see. Amen. Now, I didn't do it that way. It took me 2 or 3 years. I mean, just struggling to get away. I didn't smoke anymore, but I was wanting them. And I had that habit, and it's hard to get away from it. Amen. But see, some people gets it one way. To one, he does it this way. To another, he does it this way. To another, this way. Amen. My testimony of being delivered is not as outstanding as that. Amen. Because thank God for deliverance, but it took me a while to shake loose from that. Amen. So that's a miracle there. And going on, he says, to another, discerning of spirits. Now notice that, to another. Amen. Some people just, even from the natural, some people that even before they're born again, we use the word, they're a good judge of character, you know. And they can kind of tell. Amen. Then when they get born again, God give them discernment. Amen. And they just know something ain't right here about this. Amen. How many knows it? How many ever had that happen to you? You just realize something ain't right here. You might not could put your finger on it, but discerning, you could discern. Back off. Leave it alone. Don't watch this one. And I'm not so much talking about watching a person. That of course, that's the way it would be. But we don't want to get a suspicion of everybody. But there are some people that is not really sincere with God, say. And God's put in the church, and I want you to notice that it may not be the preacher. See, it may be a member of the body. To one is given the discerning of spirits and the word of knowledge. They work that real close. Discerning of spirits, you know something's wrong. The word of knowledge, he just let you know what it is, see. Amen. The two gifts work hand in hand. And it may be that from two different ones, how God works through that. And then he goes on, and he says, To another prophecy. Amen. Now, that's some God just give you a word. And it could be that you, God give you a prophecy. It could be before you come to church. It could be during the week sometime when God just let you know something. Tell this person that or the other. Or let you know a person having a hard time or... And many, many different ways it could work, see. Amen. And it's not necessarily coming to the church and jump up saying, and it could be like this, "Yea, saith the Lord, I say unto thee this day." We've heard that over and over in Pentecost. And most of the time it didn't amount to very much. But the true gift of prophecy, amen, different one, and it don't have to be. And the Lord has revealed certain things to me. And maybe just in a conversation, talking with somebody, drop it in. Well, I might not say, "Thus saith the Lord," or "Thus saith the Holy Ghost," or "Yea, saith the Lord." I might just say, "I feel like you're having a hard time or something here, and I feel like this is troubling you or that's troubling you." And I remember specifically one of the things Well, it's the, was a gift of discernment, how it came, and not only discernment, the word of knowledge. Someone said, I want to talk to you about something. Okay, I said, okay. Well, they began to talk to me about a certain thing that I knew they knew pretty much more than I did about that particular. But somehow or another, I just knew that that weren't what they really wanted to talk about. Amen. I knew that they were trying to, they were thinking of something else, and they were trying to talk around and so on like that, and it weren't, and I just said, what you're interested in is this. This and this and this and this. And they said, that's exactly the truth, you know. Amen. So that's prophecy. Amen. In that sense. And it's discerning all that combined together. But that's not just for the preacher now, because the preacher has gifts. There's five of the gifts. But they can have some of these. But this is in the, this, I'm talking specifically about in the body today. Amen. Expect it. Believe when you have a need or when there's something you don't understand. Lord, I don't understand. Something don't feel right about this, but I don't understand. Well, just trust the Lord. He'll give it. I know we were back before Joyce passed away. We were debating on getting a vehicle. It was a Toyota. And we were debating whether we could afford it or whether it was a good, it was used. We didn't know if it was good or not. But that night, Joyce had a dream, and there was a man come. He had his finger was crooked. Drawn in, he couldn't open it up, and it was said something about that man. She just didn't want to get around too much. Something about that man weren't right, you know. And to leave it alone. So I forgot all the detail. But lo and behold, we went to the dealership, saw it in the paper, went to the dealership, and the salesman come out, tell them how good it was, and this, that, and the other. You can tell when somebody's trying to put on the dog, we would say, or something. But there he was, his finger, bent in like that, couldn't open his finger there. Amen. So we just got ready and left pretty quick, see. God's able to just do things like that. Amen. And I'm sure each one of you, see, this is in the body. Hallelujah. Yeah, God will put this in the body. And He's rich to all of us, the Bible says. It's not just we come to church and the preacher's going to preach a message and going to bless us and the preacher's going to do this for us and the preacher does. But remember, it's given to bless the congregation, bless each other. It's given to profit with. It's given not just for the preacher to bless you, but for you to bless the preacher. Hallelujah. Amen. And I know we could go on and tell different things where God has absolutely, you know, this was the hand of God. Amen. You talk about miracles. Barbara's telling about going in a car there, and all the water got out of it, out of the radiator, and it started raining hot, and she just prayed and said, Lord, take care of this. And all of a sudden, that temperature hand dropped down, and they got to it, said, Lord, don't let it stop running until I get to a station, she said, where I can get water. And they got there, pulled in the station, there was no water, but the engine was just as cool. God just cooled it off, see. He's a miracle worker. You say, can God do that to a motor? Why, He can make a motor run when there's not even the motor to run. I mean, that's a miracle, see. Amen. God does things. And then He goes on here and He says this. To another, tongues, that's, we've all saw that, speaking in tongues, that's one of the vocal gifts. And all Pentecostals like talking tongues. Amen. And some of you see which one talking tongue, the loudest and the most. You know? But that's, we've got past that. The gift of tongues still here, but it only works as God wants it and can bless and lead. And many times it's in your private prayer. The Spirit of God will come upon you, begin to speak with tongues. Hallelujah. And God will make intercession with utterance that you don't even know. You just trouble. You feel something wrong. You just don't feel good. And in the spirit, maybe feel depressed and you don't can't put your finger on why it is. Well, in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, it says, we know not many times of what to pray for as we ought, but said the Spirit itself make intercession for us with groanings which cannot be understood or uttered, you know. Other words, just groaning, speaking in tongues. And when you get through, you don't know what happened. But you just feel everything's all right. You feel good. You feel free. And it's happened to me many, many times. Amen. I've been troubled and come out here to church, just pray. And really, not know particularly what I need to pray about, but just felt, spiritually felt kind of, I guess, depressed or oppressed or something of that nature. And start praying. And pretty soon be kind of speaking in tongues or groaning or uttering. And when I get through, it seems like the cloud has lifted off me. Amen. How many of you ever had that happen? Amen. See that? It's in the body. It's not in the preacher. Don't come to church and say, I'm going to go here, let the preacher feed me today. Well, the preacher will feed you because that's what God's ordained. But He has put this in the body. And when John takes the little book, a type of the church married to Christ, the angel said, take and eat, and said, then prophesy. In other words, testify, be a witness to this thing. It's the whole body. It's gotten into the body now, not just in the preacher. Can you say amen? And then he goes on, what? To another, not to the same person necessarily, say. He gives the gifts as many as will to each one. But to another, the interpretation of tongues. Now maybe some can speak in tongues. It be a gift of God and don't have a bit of idea in the world what they're saying. Amen. But then there's somebody that's sitting there beside them or somewhere in the congregation. They hear, they understand, it come forth in their language. Now we saw this over in the place called Akaboya. I guess, is that in Zambia or in Malawi? Mozambique. Okay, it's in Mozambique. And we were there, and I was tired. My throat was bleeding. I'd been preaching and going day and night nearly in the sand and dust a lot of time. And I preached, and I went and sat down in the car. I was feeling just wore out, you know. And here come a young lady up. And these said something of this to this order. I was kind of tired and been going a lot, and a lot of things that would really wring you out, we would say. But she said, thou art a servant of Almighty God sent to us. Now, those may not be word for word, but it was something similar. Thou art a servant of Almighty God. Well, when the other ministers came out, because they were going on back out back to eat some, so we didn't eat with them at that time. And they came, Barbara says, you know, that young lady there, she says, she came up and she says, it's kind of strange the way she walked up and said, it says, just like she breathed it out. Said, thou art the servant of Almighty God sent. And they said, you mean you can understand? What kind of language is that, Barbara? Do you understand Portuguese or whatever it was? And Barbara said, no, I don't understand. And the minister said, there isn't a soul here in this village that understands English. He had to interpret for me. So, and that preacher started saying, it's God, it's God, it's God, it was God. Well, to further establish, he went back. Barbara sent a picture of the lady because she'd taken pictures out there and that was late. And he went and asked her, says, Can you speak any English? She says, no, I can't speak or don't understand any. Said, well, what did you say to the visitors when you went up to the car? She said, I don't know what I said. I went up there and said, words just started coming out of me. And I don't know what was said. Amen. But we understood it was perfect English. Absolutely perfect. See, there's something God can interpret. There's interpret on the day of Pentecost too. They came out of the upper room. Yes, they were speaking in an unknown tongue. The Jewish people, they spoke a certain kind of language. But out of every nation around every nation under heaven, I believe it mentioned, and gives a number of nations there. But they were gathered there, and the Bible says every person, every man heard them speak in his own language. They spoke different languages, but when they came out the upper room speaking in tongues, they were actually talking a language of some of those people there, and they understood perfectly, sir. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's the way God does it. God's in this thing. He's working. He's in the body. He's with us. Amen. It's not so much that you say, well, there's a spiritual giant in the church or someone real spiritual or real outgoing. And those that are most outgoing, they might not be the most spiritual. Can you say amen? Amen. It may be somebody that's, he deals with that on the... Maybe somebody don't say a whole lot, but God just deals with them. All right, let's go on to another. It says, all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, watch now, please get this, dividing to every man severally as he will. Now, I want you to know, it may give somebody two gifts, may give somebody gifts of speaking in tongue and interpretation. May give somebody the gift, one person the gift of discerning of spirits and the gift of word of knowledge. But he might give it to one this, one that, but it's according to his will. Now this is not talking about what he gives the preacher. It's talking about what he gives the body. And then he goes on and here it says, for by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jew or Gentile, whether we be bound or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Now I want you to know, we're baptized into it, and that makes us all part of it. And in the body, there's one mind. And the preacher is not the only one that got the mind of Christ, see? Hallelujah. It comes first through the apostle down through that the doctrinal part of the word, but the Lord Jesus wants to be personal and up close to each one of you. Hallelujah. Amen. So by one Spirit you're baptized in one body. And then he goes on, and I like this here. It says, for the body is not many members but one. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not the body. Is it therefore not the body? What he's saying here is this. You can't say, just because I can't talk in tongues, I'm not part of that. Just because I don't interpret, I'm not as good. In the Pentecost, we used to feel like if you didn't speak in tongues, you wasn't spiritual. How many knows it? We've come right through that. And if somebody got to the place where they could interpret, they were more spiritual than somebody else. That's not necessarily so. How many know that? According to this, he gives everyone according as it please him, and by one Spirit we're all baptized in one body, and the foot cannot say, Paul is typing this out here, the foot cannot say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not part of the body. And then verse 16, and the ear, and if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I'm not part of the body. Is it not part of the body? Yes, it is. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing? That's what now he's getting at. If everybody just talked in tongues, where would be the rest of it? See, and if everybody prophesied, Paul said when you come together, one church got so doing like us Pentecostals used to do years ago. Everybody wanted to talk in tongues. Everybody wanted to prophesy. And he says, when you come together, amen, you know, don't do that. Let it be done decent in order. He says, don't everybody get talking in tongues at once. If it is, something ain't right about that picture. How many knows it? If we come in here, he said, if somebody come in there and every one of you sitting there talking in tongues, they gonna go out and say, you're mad or crazy. Amen. Let it be done. There is the gift of tongue. Amen. But he even said, don't just, maybe, two or three at the most, see. And let one interpret it. Don't just everybody sit there talking in tongues. Amen, like we used to do. Amen, have singing everybody, little praising God, and then we had talking in tongues and different things, you know. But he's telling us to one's given this. Let's see how far along I'm getting. I don't want to get too long here. I meant to get through this in a hurry because I wanted to go. Let me go on a little further here, though. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing? If the whole body was hearing, where's the smelling? Amen. I'm glad I'm not just an eye. And I'm glad I'm not just an ear. If the whole body were hearing, where's the smelling? I'm glad that I got all five senses. Taste, smell, hear, feel, and one other. Can't think of it. What was it? Oh yeah, seeing, yeah. Now those are the five things that we contact the body, otherwise you can't contact. And he goes on, verse 18, but now has God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it had pleased him. Now, that's where we've got to stand back ourselves. God set it in as it pleased him. And I want to show you how he does in the next few verses. Now, there ain't somebody come in that you think very intelligent person, very successful person, and all the educated person. This person here, now he can have the gifts he's got. There may come an old farmer in or a mountain man that don't know how to maneuver very well. Amen. But when he surrendered his heart to God, God baptized him in the body. He's part of it in somewhere. Amen. God's going to make it known that he's part of the body of Christ. And he'll come out with words of wisdom, something that you hadn't thought of. Amen. And a lot of the inventions that we have today, people got them that people didn't give much credit to. Amen. Now I know my brother Clifford here. Can't read, but you know, a lot of times he'll come up with testimonies and things, and absolutely, it's amazing. Amen. And that, one of the stories I like to tell is when he was coming down the road before he came to work. He worked at night, and the cross ties fell off the truck. And he saw in a dream before he came to work how in the road at a certain place there'd be a pile of cross ties that falling off the truck. And lo and behold, he slowed down and watched for them real carefully in the rain and fog, and there they lay in the road just exactly. Now I tell you, you think God just with a preacher, you're wrong. Amen. If you think you come to church and the preacher's going to give you everything, no, Jesus Christ, he gives it to us, and he gives to everyone. The preacher's to guide the way in doctrine, in beliefs, and in these things, but the working of God in your individual life, that is you in Christ. Amen. There's nobody between. Let nothing between my soul and my Savior. That is blessed face may be seen. Now let's read a little more here. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. God set in the church the members that please Him. Now, one thing I want to get here, as we got down to verse 18, that was, we'll get to verse 19. But how many sees to one, to another, to another, to another, to another? He's not saying to the preacher, to the preacher, to the preacher, to the preacher. He said by one Spirit you're all baptized into one body, and he gives to everyone, how? According to his will. According as it pleases him. It may not please the preacher. It may not please your neighbor. It may not please somebody else. But God sees your heart. He knows. And he gives to everyone according as it pleases him. All right. All right. You got that too. Now, God set these members in church. Verse 19 says, and if it were all one member, then where was the body? Now, that's what we used to have. Get this preacher coming. Everybody would come for miles around. Get this certain preacher. He's the one. He's got it. I mean, and he got many times struck like a Benny Rooster, you know. Amen. He's the one had it and nobody else got it. All the rest of you are little peons sitting here, and here's the preacher up here. No, he's not saying it that way. Amen. He gives to everyone. And then we go on here quickly. All right. And if all were one member, where was the body? Verse 20. Now are they many members, yet one body. Now notice it don't say there are many. It says they. They. Amen. That they mean individuals. They are many members. Not there are many members here. They. Amen. Each one of them. Oh, this is getting bigger than I wanted it to get here on this one sermon. They are many members. Amen. But now are they many members, yet but one body. And that's all it is. If you're in the body of Christ, you're in the same body the preacher's in. If you've got the Holy Spirit, you've got the same Holy Ghost the preacher's got. If you've got the mind of Christ, you've got the same mind the preacher got. That's why in this last day, he said we'd no longer be tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. Everybody gets the same mind because there's just one mind of Christ. There's just one body. That's why we believe the same thing and we don't have to slap and knock and kick and hit trying to get somebody to believe something. Amen. When they hear it, amen, it's just like they've known it all their life and just came into it. Just discovered it. Hallelujah. Like discovering the treasure that's been there all the years. All right. Verse 21, and the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of thee. Paul's going over this so much so we won't miss it. Nay, much more, now here's what I said about that. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. That's those that might not understand everything right, might not, God does 30-fold, 100-fold, and 60-fold. Everybody might not understand the same level, but they're all baptized into the body, and they're part of the one that does understand. Hallelujah. That's why when the resurrection take place, those saints that died back through there, they didn't know about one God, they didn't know about water baptism, they didn't know about all these things. Amen. But when they come up and be part of the body, they're going to be just as important. Amen. We're all going to be clothed with fine linen, which is the righteousness of the saint. Amen. To be married to Christ in the fullness and go up to meet Him in the air, see. Amen. So always keep that in mind. Those that back in the dark ages, they hardly knew anything. Amen. And when Martin Luther came out in the 15th century, well, the Catholic Church, he didn't know about one God and all these things. He didn't even know about the proper baptism. But he did know this, the just shall live by faith. And we still got that today. And John Wesley came out, he saw that we need to live a sanctified life. But he didn't understand water baptism because he was in the church there where they sprinkled. And they started the Methodist church behind him, you know. Amen. Somebody, one of the preachers said something about you scared to get wet. Said, well, I'm not scared of the shower, just don't want to get sprinkled. You know. Amen. See, like sprinkled. Well, see, John Wesley and his people, they're going to come up and be just as much thought of as you are in the body. Because what God revealed for that time period, see, there was a part of the Word, and don't miss this statement, there was a part of the Word that was allotted to that age. It weren't all that you got. You got more. To him that much give and much require. But there was a part of the Word when John Wesley stepped out there and preached it, there was a people that rallied to him. That's why you got this big thing out here called the Methodist Church today. But when God sent the Holy Ghost, they didn't move on. They said that's of the devil. So we're not going to deal with that here. But notice the people that you think's more feeble. Well, that person not educated and he's not very bright, we would say. And sometimes we hear the slang says, his elevator don't come all the way to the top. Well, now if you're talking about a child of God now, you gotta be careful. Because somewhere or another God can tell, I saw you last week and you were over here and here's what you've done and God's displeased with it. Amen. Then you're going to have to sit up and take note that that man there may not seem as able to cope with modern society and operate in society like you can. Amen. But he's part of the body. And the Bible says them that's more feeble. Amen. Says he put more. Much those members which of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And then he says, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow the more abundant honor. And it goes on to get that there, but I tell you, it just gets on. But how many see to one this, to one that, to one this, to one that? And then Paul covers this because somebody think, well, that person ain't got good sense with it, hear somebody say. Well, now, you better be careful about that. How many knows it? Amen, because the Bible says God put more honor upon them. You're going to have to take special note to them. Amen. You might even have to put up with a little more out of them you would somebody else say. Amen, because he does. But see, in the Spirit of God, when they yield themselves to God, God can give one to one this gift, to one that gift, to one another gift. And I've saw it work many, many times over the years. Hallelujah. But now in this last day, God's brought us in one mind, one accord doctrinally. He's got us married to Christ. And we were hopeful that we'd get a little further this. But I'm going to skip some. Some here to, in order to get through here because it's getting time to, up towards time to close. Amen. And then I'll just get verse 20. I can hardly leave out a lot, but verse 25 says that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care of one another. And whether one suffers, all members suffers with it, or whether one member is honored, all members honored. It says, ye are the body of Christ. And members in particular. Now here he brings in the ministry to put this in. He says, and God has not only these gifts, he said, but God has set in the church. Now watch that, verse 28. And God has set in the church first apostles. Now this is getting in the preacher realm. Secondary prophets. Thirdly teachers. And then the gifts of healing going down. And Ephesians 4 gives all five of them there, how he done. But here, he brings them. But he says, all one is just as important. What good would a preacher be without the members of the body of Christ? What good would an apostle be if there's nothing to preach to or anything of that nature? Amen. This is what Christ is married to. We go to Ephesians 4, that where it says, all said we all come together and one member supplied the other. Amen. And we reach the fullness of the stature of the man Christ Jesus. And that one that's less, you might think is less honorable, he's gonna be part of it. And the Bible says he'll supply. He's a joint and he will supply. She's a joint and she will supply. Amen. How many says that? Glory to God. Amen. I was gonna deal a little bit, and I'll do it in another sermon. Amen. How that John Paul gave us all these things, everything we would need to be the body of Christ. Amen. And then God took him off the scene. And then 30 years later, see, the Bible was completed. And then 30 years later, God picked an old man up, had him. He was captured by the Romans, put on the Isle of Patmos. That was a barren island with serpents and different things. And while he was there, alone. Well, he might not have been the only one on the island, but he was the only saint of God there as far as we know. God began to give him the revelation about the marriage of the bride. Amen. Showing after seven church ages has run their course, there's a marriage to take place, and it has taken place in our day. Amen. So the title of the message again, it has gotten into the body. Every member will receive from God. And don't sell yourself out short because you're a member of the body of Christ. And don't sell Christ out short in your life. When something is revealed to you, be sensitive to the Spirit. And don't think, well, I ain't the preacher. I ain't supposed to know these things. I'm not the preacher. I'm not, you know, no. He's real to every member. And notice he said, those that we think are less honorable. He said, these you got to give greater honor. I mean, he says they're part of it too. Praise God. So, let's bow our head and pray, if you will. Heavenly Father, just thank you for the word this morning. And I just pray, God, that you'll take these words, that you'll use them for your glory, Lord. And that, Father, that you will just bless and help us all to realize we're all members of the body of Christ. We're part of one another. And Lord, you've given us all the same mind. Amen. You've given us all the same word. You've given us all the same Spirit. Lord, you've made us one by baptizing us by one Spirit into your one body. And now we're part of one another. Amen. In the love of Christ. Lord, bless these words as they go forth. And may God they accomplish that you've ordained, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you today. Praise God.